Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes when I'm giving a retreat to young people, I'll give them a challenge and say, I'll bet you $100 that you can't find this in the sacred scripture. And since I'm cheap, I never bet on anything but a sure thing. So, you know, they're not going to find it. And so I'll say something like, find in sacred scripture where it says that your life as a Christian is going to be easy, that it's going to be comfortable. And look as you might, you're never going to find that. Fulfilling, yes. Blessed, yes. Even joyful in spite of not so great things that might happen, yes. But easy, no. Comfortable, no. It ain't there. Because, you know, part of, you know, our Christian life, what is it about? It's about conversion. It's about letting go of sin and turning towards God. It's letting go of things that we may like a great deal and learning to like things that we may, we will find are truly good for us. Because God desires it of us and for us, so that we may be saved and through us other people may be saved. You know, think of the children of Israel. Here they were in slavery in Egypt. They were crying out, God save us. And then God did. He saved them. 10 plagues. Slaughtered the firstborn of the Egyptians. Destroyed the army of Pharaoh. And they're in the desert on their way to the promised land. And what do the children of Israel say? We had it so good back in Egypt. We had the flesh pots. Would that God had just killed us there where we had enough to eat? You know, they were hungry in the desert because that, you know, you are hungry in the desert. But did they think for a moment that God would love them enough humble the mightiest nation in the world to save them from slavery would not take care of them? Of course he'd take care of them. God rained down the bread of angels, manna, upon them. And what do they say? I'm sick of the manna. We want meat. He gives them meat. They complain and they complain and they complain. And that's why that generation was not allowed to enter into the promised land. Because they did not trust in God. Yes, they were out of slavery, but they had to wander in the desert until that generation was gone, even though they knew that their children would enter into the promised land. So here we are in the desert, right? We're in the desert of this world, and things are going to be tough at times. But the biggest mistake we can say is, weren't things better when we were slaves of the devil? Because they weren't. They may have seemed that they were better. There may have been less strife, less effort, but they weren't better. Keep your hearts and minds fixed upon the promised land, not an earthly promised land, but on the heavenly promised land, because that's where we're going, and that will require some effort and exertion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.